This podcast is supported by The RealReal. Meet Christine. She loves shopping. And this is the sound of fashion overload. Too many fabulous things, not enough space. So Christine started selling with The RealReal.
I've always loved collecting designer pieces. Gucci bags, Prada heels. But my style keeps evolving. Selling with The RealReal? Game changer. I earn more and they do everything.
Seriously, just drop off your items or schedule a pickup. We handle the photos, descriptions, pricing, even shipping. You just sit back and watch your items sell fast to our 40 million members.
And I get peace of mind knowing I earn more selling with The RealReal than anywhere else.
Exactly. This? That's the sound of your closet working for you. The RealReal. Earn more, save time, sell fast. And right now, you can get an extra $100 to shop when you sell for the first time. Go to TheRealReal.com to get your extra $100. TheRealReal.com. That's TheRealReal.com.
What's going on, guys? Welcome back to the Tune In Podcast. We're on Thursday night. Yes, we got decorations now. A nice little canvas and the legit Tune In Podcast. Nice neon light in the back, which are for sale. No, I'm just joking. We're not selling any of those. But anyways, guys.
Not yet.
Oh, and if you can hear in the background, yes. He's back, ladies and gentlemen. Woo! Yeah, he is back, ready to do damage. Woo! Yeah, let's keep him down for the night. Anyways, guys, woo! Tonight's episode should be a good one. Tune in. Let's start the show. You ready? Woo! Oh, I guess so. Let's start the show.
Live from the historical Villa Cortez and straight out Gray Skull Studio. Welcome to the podcast where the mics stay hot and the stories stay real. Broadcasting from the RGB and across the globe, we're sitting down with wrestler creators and underground talent making noise their way. This is the Chew and Who Podcast. Let's get into it.
Whoa, what's going on, guys? Welcome back to another Thursday night, 7:30 p.m. on the Chew and Who Podcast. I want to say thank you to everybody tuning in tonight. It's gonna be an interesting one. We got a great guest with us tonight, man. Chew, I know we missed you last week. Quez and I went on live for a little while, talked a little chit chat here. It was a good episode.
It was a terrible episode.
No, it was actually pretty good because you weren't here.
But anyways,
got a lot of fans that tuned in and say, "Where's Chew? He died." Great. Yeah, but anyways, ladies and gentlemen, tonight's show, guys. We have Danny Chance was nominated this person to come up here, and it's going to be an interesting one because we got a lot of questions to really find out how Danny was or who Danny was when he was a kid. And I know
for some reason,
being the big brother, right? If I'm not mistaken, being the big brother, I know there was a lot of awesome big brother events growing up because I know I did with my little brother. But
ooh, he hates you. He is so mad.
Enough with the delay, ladies and gentlemen. Tonight's guest, we have Raymond Valdez in the podcast, ladies and gentlemen. Oh my goodness, what is up, dude? First time on the pod, if I'm mistaken, right?
Yes, sir, that's correct.
My gosh, dude. Did you find the place okay? Everything okay? All right?
It was good, man. Had some churches earlier across the street.
There you go. You go sit down, eat some chicken. Some good old fashioned chicken.
You didn't tell me you were coming here. They gave you the good chicken, right?
Yeah, yeah.
Never mention you coming here because there'd be a lot of bathroom breaks. You know what? I'm talking about that. welcome to the pod, bro. Welcome to the pod, bro.
Thank you for having me, guys.
I know, like I said, we were nominated by Danny. He wants you to come on and talk to us for a little bit because he was that episode, by the way. If Danny's watching, that episode hit number one in the World Podcast Network in New York, man.
Yeah.
He got nominated for Selected Choice by the editors over there and all the creative people that listen to all podcasts, and it was number one in the chart. And I was like, wow, man, that's nice. Awesome. So making waves, man, making waves everywhere we go. But anyways, let's get to nitty gritty, Raymond. Tell us a little bit about yourself, where you grew up. And how many times did you beat up Danny Jordan?
Because you asked him, it was a lot.
Because if you ask him, he skips a couple of years.
We were actually born in Mexico, and then my parents, you know, moved over here for work and everything, and we got actually raised in the Chicagoland area.
Nice.
Wow.
So a little bit north of Chicago.
Bears.
Danny's a Bear fan. I'm a Raiders fan.
Go Bears.
I had a radio one, but that's not good. But anyway, go on.
Yeah, no, it's all. Yeah, we grew up in the Chicagoland area, about 5 minutes from the border of Wisconsin. So mm-hmm. it was very cold, mm-hmm. more often than not.
Yeah, I believe it. Yeah, being northern states, yeah, it's a lot of cold weather. Yeah, man. So what I mean, growing up through the years, I mean, what got you into wrestling? What I mean, consider the fact I know your childhood years growing up, you got your friends and all that good, but what really drawed your attention to follow wrestling?
My dad, when we were little, he would take me and my sister. We're 5 years older than my brother, so mm-hmm. he would stay home, you know, baby.
Right.
That would take us to the then Rosemont Horizon. Now okay. it's called the Allstate Arena in Chicago.
Okay.
And yeah, we'd go on when they would record SmackDown on Tuesdays and show it on Fridays.
Oh no shit!
Yeah, okay. So after school, my dad would be like, "Hey, I'm gonna take you and your cousin to the Rosemont Horizon and watch wrestling." And it would, yeah, man, just watch the classics, man, live and in person.
Man, that's awesome, bro. To yeah. actually catch some of those what matches were.
It's you're talking about years ago. When like The Rock first started, I remember him showing up one time in his limo and throwing candy,
really,
out the limo, and then I got a picture of Owen Hart.
It's
on my Facebook actually. It's a picture of him. Where we were sitting, he was like looking over the walking of the ramp, mm-hmm. right where they came out. I think it was Farouk and Bradshaw. Dude, I forgot who they were facing, but Owen Hart was just watching, and my sister's like, "Hey, it's Owen Hart. We just run over there."
Dude, to be in that era, especially with Owen, speaking of Owen Hart, to be in that era, bro, considering the way it ended for him was pretty devastating, but to have seen him live like you did, bro, that's freaking, did that, by any chance, was that a turning point for you when your dad would take you to the wrestling shows that you really wanted to do something different? Or in high school, did you do wrestling itself?
Well, in high school, yeah, but I grew up, I don't know if you watch my wrestling style. It's more technical. I love Bret Hart, just watching him perform.
Right.
Super technical. He was an excellence of execution. So that's why every time I trained, practice anything, it was like, I got to perfect the technique. So it was always constant. Right. And then sure enough, high school came around, did high school wrestling for 3 years over in Zion, Illinois. And then we'd watch Tough Enough. When they first came out,
yeah.
And me and my brother, we tell my dad, like, "Hey, we want to do wrestling," and it was always the same thing, like, "Oh, you need to have size, start working your size." Did he have money? There's a school in Chicago. Did they go to the school in Chicago? Right. I said, "You have transportation." So the big old thing is like, so we both did high school wrestling,
right?
Wanting to be professional wrestlers, right.
We want to go to the dungeon, Dad.
I mean, it was all sports. We go playing baseball, football, except for soccer. But
anyway, I got you.
We play all the sports except for soccer.
Right. I got you.
Yeah, so it was all sports growing up, and just watching wrestling on TV, wanting to be wrestlers,
mm-hmm.
but never having the chance to actually go into Chicago and start asking questions.
Okay.
I moved down here in 2009.
Okay.
And then, so once I moved down here, my parents were like, "Hey, we want to move down there too." They moved to Corpus.
Mm-hmm.
So I was here by myself. Family was in Corpus with my mom, dad, sister, brother. And then, what got me in was I moved down with my cousin, and he was all like, "Hey, I saw on Craigslist a post saying there's lucha/pro wrestling training at the flea market over on Mile 4 on Conway and Alton."
Okay.
This is back in 2009, and I was all like, "I don't like lucha." I wasn't a fan of lucha. I never like focused on it. My focus was pro wrestling, American style. I wanted WWE, WWF stuff. And nothing. And then 2011 came around. My brother-in-law, ex-brother-in-law now, but at the time brother-in-law, he was like, "Hey, let's go check out the wrestling on Sunday at the Alton Flea Market." So we go check it out. Yeah, we're just the Lucha guys. Okay, cool. And then he was, "Hey, there's training here on Tuesdays and Thursdays." I don't know if you saw that.
Oh, shit.
I was like, "Well, let's message the guy." So mm-hmm. we messaged the person that put up the post, which was, you know, 2 years later when we saw it. It was actually Alvaro.
Okay.
Back then it was Bandana Joe.
Right.
Like, "Hey, Bandana, you know, what's going on?"
Mm-hmm.
He goes, "Yeah, we'll be there from 7 to 9 on Tuesday. Just show up, and, mm-hmm. you know, the security guy will let you in."
Awesome.
So I go with my brother-in-law at the time,
mm-hmm.
and I walk in, and sure enough, it's Lucha guys. I messaged Alvaro like, hey, like, we're here. Where you at? He goes, I'll be there right now. Just wait for these guys. Well, so I'm Mexican, right? And I see these two white guys come in. Mm-hmm. And pues, the Lucha guys, they move out the way. They're done training. Those two guys get in and they start doing American style pro wrestling. I was like, that's what I want to do.
Oh, okay, okay.
So Alvaro gets there. We start talking. Yeah, man. So I get in the ring, start, you know, learning some stuff, mm-hmm. learning it quick. All right, here mm-hmm. we go. And then I was like, hey, what's the age limit? He's like, what do you mean? I'm like, well, I'm 21. My brother's 16. It was 15. It was February 2011. Mm-hmm. I had just turned 21. He's 5 years younger. He was 15, about to turn 16.
Right.
They're like, oh, yeah, with your parents' permission, yeah, you can come. So I was there the first week. I brought him the second week. And after that, it was just skyrocket. It was just wrestling.
Let's go.
Straight, every Tuesday, mm-hmm. Thursday, training, wrestling at the flea market. It was just nothing but pro wrestling after that.
No more, was cool with it.
Yeah, no more playing sports. You know, you want to get hurt and then you can't train anymore.
Right,
practice,
right,
you can't
right.
perform live. So it's like, hey, you gotta drop skateboarding, no more playing baseball, I'm playing football with your friends.
Right, right.
It's just school and wrestling. School and that's all it was.
Dude, that's crazy, man.
And that my brother was from the get go, was just really good at it.
Yeah, but I've heard stories when he really sacrifices his body.
some matches
where it nearly drives your sister-in-law's heart to pop out of her chest because of the stuff that he does.
But that's recently. Actually, one of our first shows at Cena Ray. I don't know if you've ever seen it. He actually dives off the speaker onto one of the guys on the table. And I was like, yeah. Yeah, I said he was more into the Jeff Hardy and Matt Hardy and crazy stuff. So I was like, you can go with that. I'm more the technical Bret Hart, you know.
Right.
Wrestling ability, you right. you want to do the high flying stuff, go for it.
Right.
He was actually he was always skinnier, smaller than me, so it made more sense for him to do the
a little bit more aerodynamic, pretty yeah. much. Yeah.
Oh man, I was doing it too. I was doing the flips off the top ropes to the outside. Yeah, but
I see that man. I cringe. I'm like, oh god, please, yeah. please land right, please land right. I got Martin Gomez already jumping. Holy crap, Ray, is that Knight?
Yeah,
Ray Knight. Mm-hmm. No, there you go. That's Martin's right there on that screen. So he's watching you live right now. So that's a Martin is a character.
He's really, really great. He's awesome.
Freaking amazing, bro. He's a character. He kind of throws his curveballs every time we talk, but yeah, he's a good kid. He's a good kid, man. But so you're doing that. You're doing the wrestling at the flea market up in, I believe it was in Alton, if I'm mistaken, right?
Yeah, that was the beginning of February 2011 when we started training.
Okay.
And then it was, I think the 3 months in, he was reffing and wrestling there.
Mm-hmm.
I was at the 5 month mark. And then other guys, there's some guys that trained at the same time we did. We all like debuted it almost like back to back.
Right, yeah, right, so. Right, right. So that's getting going. I know Danny... eventually, at the time, if I do remember correctly, he rolled into Wrestling Revolution. After that, I'm not mistaken.
No, that was Wrestling Revolution.
That was Wrestling Revolution.
Yeah, these guys actually started at University of Texas Pan American, which is now UTRGV. They right. started, if I'm correct, either 03 or 06.
Okay.
So I moved out here in 2009.
Mm-hmm.
And that's when they're like, but they were already performing. They were performing at University of Pan American. They were eventually at the Mission, Parks, and Recs.
Wow.
So these guys are already performing. They were actually trained, was it seven guys? They were actually trained in Brownsville.
Okay.
With Bruce Tharp, one of his companies over there. Okay. So they were properly trained by those guys. And then, well, I moved down here and then they trained us. So.
Right.
I'm sorry.
Nope. There's just phone going off over here and got people calling me. But I swear to God, they always call me the bad time. But anyways, so you're doing that. You go here. You're doing your wrestling thing. What the transition? I mean, did you ever tag team with your brother in matches?
Oh, yeah. We tag teamed since the beginning. we're known as the Gods. He was the Gladiator of Death. I was the Guardian of Darkness, so G.O.D.,
Oh, G-O-D, okay. All right.
The Gods of Wrestling Revolution.
There you go.
When me and him started, the other two guys came in, which were Matt Riott and Eric Shadows.
Right, right, right.
With us, it was like, hey, this is how you perform this stuff. You know, make sure you're safe about it. Okay, right. Cool. And, yeah, they just called us the new breed.
Right.
Because they saw the guys, you know, and I believe it was WWE at the time or WCW. There was already a faction called Nubri. Like, they,
that's
where we got Nubri from.
Oh,
so since we didn't want to use Nubri, we're like, well, why don't we make it Latin, Novum Guinness? So that's what we're known as, Novum Guinness. Yeah, but we've always mixed our tags. Me and Matt Riot, Danny and Matt Riot, Matt Riot and Shadows. Me and Shadows ran a while too, also at Wrestling Revolution. So yeah, it was just we're always mixing the tag.
That's badass, dude. I mean, consider the fact, I mean, so many years you've been wrestling instead of performing and wrestling, doing that, bro. How long have you been doing it already? That's what, about close to
2011, like, almost 15 years.
15 years, man.
Well, it's already been 15 years.
Yeah, 15, coming around 16.
February 11th, it went 6 days.
And that is an invisible watch that he's wearing right now, ladies and gentlemen.
Cut the hair.
Yeah. Oh, wait, no, there you go. Half a second, George.
I thought he was checking his pulse. Yep, still here.
Yeah, still here, 15 years. That's kick-ass, man. I mean, now that through the years that you've been wrestling, well, what you did in Revolution, now coming into New Breed, being pretty much the OGs now in the ring, and you see all these young talent coming up, bro.
All these children just started
like learning how to crawl. Now they're walking and running all over the place.
Giving you lip.
Giving you, pretty much.
Well, okay. So based off of that, like, it was actually Danny's wife, my sister-in-law, that came up with the idea, like, hey, why don't we open up a wrestling school? You know, I have my bachelor's degree in business. Danny has his degree in kinesiology. And then she was like, hey, why don't you open up a wrestling school? And just have it where, like, once they finish their training program, they debut at Wrestling Revolution. So that's what we did. So unfortunately, that happened right when COVID hit.
Yeah.
So right when we opened the school, it was all set. We talked to the owners of promoters of Wrestling Revolution. Hey, we're gonna do it. Open up at school. We want to get guys ready for you guys, and then you know the contract is for them to debut here, perform here, and then they'll spread their wings and then start going up north to go perform. Maybe down south, they can do whatever they want. So it was all good, and then and then COVID hit, and then the owners were like, hey, since you guys get the school, we're already like on our way out. We're already married, kids, blah blah blah.
They're done. Yeah.
You guys want the promotion. Right. So we're like, yeah, sure, we'll take it. So they signed everything over, and then they were like, just make sure you change the name because Wrestling Revolution is our baby.
Yeah.
So they were like, hey, my sister-in-law, why don't you just call it the New Breed? Because that's what they called you guys, Novum Guinness. And so like, okay, so that's how New Breed Wrestling came about.
That's bad. And I was lucky to the fact to actually we got to interview Danny when they were just barely stepping through the threshold.
Yeah, when it was just barely starting up.
Yeah, dude, it was crazy, you know, seeing all these young wrestlers, you know, walk into the studio, and we're like, wow, now it's like so many years have passed already, and you look at these guys like, dude, wow, man, you guys are literally developing pretty damn quick.
that was 5 years ago, dude.
Yeah, 5 years. In 5 years,
that's crazy.
That's nuts, man.
Well, we're the only school that's been open. They were the first ones to be open and one available like weekly. The ring's there, like
right.
Yeah.
Join our school, and but these guys dedicated. They would show up every Tuesday and Thursday. Or back then there was more days available, but
right.
Now that Tuesday and Thursdays you go to the school and they're training. They're getting their work.
Yeah, and he says it's a bigger facility.
Oh, yeah.
I've seen it. He was telling us that he has a lot more room. He says, I think I have too much room.
Too many ideas are flowing around.
Yeah, like, yeah, we'll build this over there. We'll put a juice bar over there.
I need a platform up there on the third floor to jump off of.
To jump, exactly. I'm going to jump off of that.
Yeah, I'm going to jump off of that.
And someone needs to catch me.
Yeah. Or not.
But, yeah, dude. So, tell us a little about your first debut in New Breed. I mean, in New Breed. I'm talking about New Breed. Not in Revolution. I want to talk about New Breed. Now that the platform's already ready to go, you're starting up your first shows. What's the feeling coming out of New Breed itself, knowing that it's pretty much your baby, and then you know you guys grew up with it? What was that like?
So I had actually retired before we took over.
Okay.
New Wrestling Revolution.
Mm-hmm.
I was off for about almost 2 years.
Mm-hmm.
And then, when we opened up the school, we had to do a little demonstration of like, hey, these are what you guys are going to learn.
Right.
one of the guys couldn't make it that was supposed to be in the ring with my brother to perform and show the people coming in, like, hey, come and watch. You can see what you're going to be doing.
Right.
So that's he brought me back in. He was like, hey, I need you back in the ring. I need you to help me train these guys and get these guys the experience. So,
right.
I was actually against my brother at that little event. He was like, hey, this guy couldn't make it. And I was like, all right, well, let's get in there and show them what they're going to start learning if they want to learn.
Right.
And sure enough, we got in there. We did a good 6 to 8 minute match, and they were like, "Everybody's like, that was for not being in the ring. You think you have ring rust? It's like it's just second nature. They're just getting
and
go."
And a lot of people don't know, man. A lot of people don't know, you know, that the way you say 6, 7, 8 match, you know, with what you think, oh, it's just 7 minutes, 8 minutes. Okay, whatever, dude. You're gonna be in there doing your thing. Well, bro, you gotta have a core, man.
Because
you're moving. You cannot just stand still. I mean, you're constantly moving. It's not going, you know, 1 mile per hour to. It's like 1 to 100. Let's go.
Yeah.
Go, go, go. And I've seen you guys, man.
Four 8 minutes.
Yeah, 4 8 minutes, man.
Well, that's just me. I go 6 to 8 minutes. I don't have the endurance like I used to. But you got these guys, they go 15, 20 minutes, and I'm like,
yeah.
Yeah.
Go full.
Thank you for helping me out.
Yeah, dude, because, you know, a lot of people believe, oh, well, they were in there for like 8 minutes. Or you know, some of these wrestling matches you watch on TV or live, they can go anywhere between 10, 15, 20, maybe. Look at the Rumble, almost a whole hour, nonstop, you know, going like crazy, man. You have to be in top caliber condition to
not just physically, but mentally, because you have to know where you're at.
Right.
It gets
and
crazy.
Not lose track of yourself or your opponent.
No kidding, dude. No kidding.
Ring awareness. Where's the ref? Where's this guy? Where's your tag partner? I'm supposed to be tagging you. Why aren't you? Where you at? I'm tired. Get me out of the ring already.
They go, what are you doing? I'm eating a pizza, bro. I need you over here.
What do you need one for a hot dog? Get the fuck in here.
Yeah, dude. So, I mean, doing that, it takes a lot of conditioning, bro.
Yeah.
If someone... So just a free, straight up front, someone coming into the school brand new, what's the introduction to them? What is it that you say to them as soon as they walk in? I mean, what, I know it's going to be putting in work. You got to put in the work first. But, I mean, what is the ideal, say, the welcome, if so say, before they walk into the school? What is it? What is the first thing you say to them?
And please say it's a boot to the face.
It's not as bad as you think. Yeah, mm-hmm. You just say welcome and you show them around and then you tell them this is what you're going to be learning and this is what you'll be doing. Like I say, as bad as you guys build a callus. You got to build a callus because hitting those ropes, I don't know if you ever felt the ropes.
Yes, I have.
Getting hit with the steel chair in the back and then taking a bump on the ground on concrete, like you have to build a callus. So it's pain, but it's work. You got to put it in.
Right. No shit. I mean, she's been hit a couple times with a chair. Thanks to your brother.
I was?
Yeah. That was a beautiful episode, by the way. Danny, thank you so much.
Who?
But yeah, man. I mean, like I said, the hits, a lot of people don't realize hitting the ring, man. Yeah, the dives, the body slams, all the stuff going in the air and hitting that ring.
Well, just bouncing off the ropes, like you said, dude. Those are like brain steel.
The ropes will cut you, man. I mean, it doesn't matter who you are, even though you have anybody, you're bouncing off those ropes, you're going to get bruised up, man.
Yeah.
You go, you're a peach, you're going to get bruised. You're going to get bruised.
Especially if you're being thrown by someone.
Yeah, first couple of times you hit them wrong, you're like, oh, nope, not for me.
You're right.
Yeah. A lot of guys, they'll come in and be like, hey, like, I want to do it, but I it's not for me. So, yeah.
Right.
But fortunately, it's not.
Shoot, man. And that's crazy.
Takes a lot.
A lot of it, I think it takes a lot of dedication to it. You got to really, 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 really want it, man. I mean, you can't just say, oh, I'm going to do it. Then all of a sudden the next day, wake up all sore, bruised, and you know what, man, there's enough for me.
He's like, is that worth it?
Is that worth it? No.
But it's worth it. Yeah. They might, you know, like you said, they might wake up and be like, it's not worth it. It's worth it.
Right.
The camaraderie, the family you get, going out and traveling, meeting new people, networking, you know, so it's, I think it's worth it. Even if you think it's not worth it, it's worth at least giving it a good 6-8 months, and then not just that one day and be like, oh no, I'm back, I'm not able to make it tomorrow. It's like you keep doing it.
Right, right.
Give it your all.
It'll be worth it.
Right.
Give it your all.
I know you brought the belt in the tag team champion, the double dragon braid, new breed. Yep. I see that. And your tag partner is
Matt Riot.
Matt Riot.
Yeah.
I kind of confused them by accident in the elevator when it was coming up. I go, no, that was the Rebel.
Sean Jones
beat the crap out of I'm not going to say his name because I say it. It's like Beetlejuice, and the comments will start lighting up left and right. Martin, I'm talking about your best friend. Shut up. Don't say his name, dude. It's bad. But we're going to say, how many titles do you have under your belt, man? How many titles have you? And out of all of them, which was your favorite?
Or which was my favorite run?
No, your favorite run with the title.
Let's see. I had the Wrestling Revolution NWA Ground Warrior title. That was the best one. Design and everything. It was 288 days straight.
Holy shit! Wow.
Carrying the belt, didn't lose it. Wow. The longest reigning from Wrestling Revolution to carry that belt. Tag titles. Had it with my brother. He's actually the longest reigning Wrestling Revolution tag title holder. Half with another guy, then half with me. I've had the South Texas title when it was the white big metal version.
Mm-hmm.
And then I got it again later with the new design.
All right.
Which is one that we actually retired.
Okay.
Yeah. Now we had the Heart of South Texas. The new white belt.
Right, right.
I haven't had that one yet. Not yet.
And
I got the tag titles, the Wrestling Revolution Ground Warrior title. I've had the New Breed Heavyweight title.
Uh-huh.
The tag titles. That's it.
So out of all of them, which was the one your favorite run?
It was NWA Wrestling Revolution Ground Warrior. And Jesus, that was, man. That was when actually I was my heaviest. I was about 315.
Jesus.
Wow.
Yeah.
Man. All muscle.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Nothing but
hard around.
A chiseled man walking with a title. Right. I wouldn't even think about going one-on-one with something like that. Hell, that. How tall are you, bro?
6'3".
Jesus Christ. Man, that's crazy. I see most of the wrestlers from New Breed. There's a couple of them that are my height. Okay, all right. But I see some of these monsters, man, they walk in and like, Jesus Christ, this guy's going to kill somebody.
Please don't hurt me. Take my money.
Come on, dude. I mean, the one that scares you the most, and he goes from promotion to promotion, is Pete.
Oh, yeah, Pete.
Pete scares the crap out of me, dude. There's a guy, and I've seen him, his feet, the way he picks up people, bro. It's like picking up a trash bag.
Well, when it comes to Pete, if you look like in our dictionary, you see dedication, this Pete Payne.
Yeah.
And from day one, he's put in the work. He's put in probably the most work I've seen. Like work after work after work after work.
Right, right.
Promotion after promotion, that he puts in the work.
Yeah, every wrestler that I've had walk in to the podcast always gives him his flowers, man, because they tell me, dude, you don't understand, dude. Pete puts in work. I mean, there's a couple of other people that put in the work also, but Pete's like really, really dedicated.
Pushes other people to do the work.
Yeah. Consider the fact Pete, with the intimidation, he doesn't really have to push that hard. He's like, did you take out the trash? Yes, I took the trash. I took the trash. Oh, Martin saying, I'm 6'10" tall, 285 pounds, pure muscle. Martin, I just, I'm going to say nothing, Martin. I'm trying to think of that.
Maybe we should go to commercial.
I think we should go to commercial. But we'll be right back, guys. We got some promotional stuff I got to bring up with our new sponsors. Give me one second. We'll be right back with you, Raymond. Guys, our new sponsors this year, we've got them actually contracted in. These guys are great. Thank you to these current sponsors. We appreciate you guys helping them out. First one on the map here. You toss it out there and get my notes here. First one is Casas de Reyes, guys. Casas de Reyes, building dreams without breaking the bank. If you're looking for a build a new home, Casas de Reyes is the one to trust. Residential home contractor delivering quality craftsmanship from new home building to anything you're looking for, man. These guys are great, awesome people, bro. Real heartfelt people. They do a great job on their work.
Hardworking and honest.
Yes, and honest. And they will not, tell you the truth, man, they help you out as much as they can and try you not get into that financial stress
right.
that they offer, man. You know how some, not to say all contractors do that, but there are some that just like stress you out on how much, what's going to cost. They really think about your pocketbook before they move on to the next project to help you finish your home. So, I mean,
they want to make your dream come true.
Yeah. So they're honest, hardworking guys, man.
Absolutely.
You know, solid results. You want to give them a call. Give Casas de Reyes a call today at 956-376-8372. Casas de Reyes, where quality meets affordability. Great, guys. Thank you so much for sponsoring. And then we also have these guys here. I noticed construction, man.
Still at it, man.
These guys, I mean, one name, two strengths. I mean, you try to transform a space from residential, commercial, something to be proud of to walk in every day. These guys are I'm going to say it out loud. These guys are the shit. Anonis Construction, give them a call, 956-363-7195. From renovation, remodels, commercial, residential products, Anonis brings the vision, craftsmanship, and also takes your ideas and turns it into a reality, man. But another one, just to let you know, if they're not doing construction, guys, they also do concrete solution. Anonis Concrete Solution also, from a slab of foundation to commercial residential concrete work, these guys build durability, reliability, and results. One company, two divisions, two emotions, Anonis Constructions, where ideas become reality, and Anonis Concrete Solutions, where strength begins from the ground up. Build it right, build it strong, build it with Anonis. You guys are great, man. Great sponsors, guys. Also, a big shout out. I forgot about these guys. Inked and Saved with Freddie Honda over in Edinburgh, Texas. This guy does great work. Now that I have a camera closer, so you can see the artwork. He did on my arm, bro. Amazing work. Custom tattoos. Affordable. He checks. Make sure it doesn't hurt your pocketbook too much. Great work. And also still holds a
Wednesday Bible studies,
guys.
That's people great. Have been showing up. He's been
yeah. Oh, dude, they big shout out to Freddie. Started a podcast.
Oh,
started good. A podcast, dude. That's right. And it's actually really, really good. I mean, toodles to him and his wife, man. They're doing a great job on this.
Come on.
But no, great guys, man. Yeah. Doing awesome work, man. Thank you so much for sponsoring the show, guys. And nothing but love for you guys. But we're coming back with Mr. Raymond here. We're talking about, oh, by the way, guys, if you guys are watching right now, I know it's gone out. We have a phone number. If you want to call, you can call and ask Mr. Valdez here a question if you like. Nothing too hardcore, guys, all right? We're trying to...
Where's my phone?
We're still paying bills. I'm going to do it and break a camera or something resolve a murder later on. But we do have the phone live. You guys want to call in, go ahead and feel free to call in. We'll answer.
The exit is so far away.
Well, for you, I can make a run. I don't know about you, dude.
I got a name. I can swing.
Just remember, left leg goes down. Don't worry about it. But coming back,
please don't kill me.
Coming back to Raymond here, man. So I know you have they have a show tomorrow night, Friday night, coming up. What's the name of the promotion on this one?
Love Note.
Love Note. Oh,
because because Valentine's Day is coming up, so I'm pretty sure it's Love Note.
Love Note. All right, because. Well, I'll say his name. I hope Toxico's in there so he can give him a nice love note across
you
the head.
You said it.
I know, right?
Oh, my goodness.
And let the game begin.
Let the fireworks begin. Here we go.
But who are you facing this tomorrow, buddy? Who do you got?
We're not scared to face anybody tomorrow. I'm off tomorrow.
You're off tomorrow?
Yeah.
I don't like the way you said that.
I'm
getting off right now. So no show tomorrow then?
For me, no. I like to rest. No, I help my brother out with the production and stuff.
Okay.
Set up the entrance, you know, make sure everybody has their cues ready to go. He usually works on the stage.
Right.
Cameras helps up Charlie Miller with the announcing and stuff. I'm usually in the back.
Right.
So I'm just communicating.
That's another character, Charlie, man. Charlie's another great character, man. He has a lot to say.
Well, he's in charge now. Danny retired, so.
Oh, there you are.
So he's in charge. Chai's in charge of the daily operations.
There you go.
Okay.
There you go. I don't know. Danny gives me that nonstop don't give up feeling, man. Every time he comes in here, like he gets the juices running. He's like, yeah.
Actually, I think he's actually wrestling tomorrow.
There you go.
Is he wrestling tomorrow?
I think so.
I think he's in the run for the title.
Oh, here we go.
Oh,
here we go. Oh my God, dude!
You see that triple threat match? Now you have to go. Now you have to go and watch it.
Oh shoot, man!
It's very rare you're gonna see my brother.
Do I hear a brotherly love assistance in this match by accident? Since you'll be backstage, or you might? I'm sorry, you might not even be there.
I'll be there, but I got other duties.
All right. He'll be in the back.
He'll be laughing.
Right.
Look, I did that
to him.
He was fine.
Look at this idiot. Look at him.
So as far as the matches, bro, for tomorrow, I mean, even previous matches, you've had – what's a great match that you've had so far, man? One that's in the books where it's the top three matches that you've had in your career so far, man, that you're like, I can't believe I did that, or, God, I wish I have a moment like that again.
Well, the first one was back at Wrestling Revolution. It was a Fatal 4-Way. Danny, my brother, had the NWA Grand Warrior, Wrestling Revolution Grand Warrior title.
Mm-hmm.
It was actually us four Novum Guinness battling for it. It was me versus Matt Riot versus Eric Shadow versus Danny.
Mm-hmm.
It's on Facebook somewhere. I can show it to you guys later. It's probably one of the best matches I've had. Yeah. Danny's had many best matches nominated every year, so it's a big difference in caliber.
He just announced, don't need assistance, but yeah, young
Miller
put me in a triple threat. It's okay, buddy. It's okay. You're going to be all right.
It's going to be okay, man.
You're going to be all right.
I would say that match back in the day recently, it was against Kike in our tables match.
Okay. Yes, which is the picture. Oh, no, this is a picture against...
That's against Blackheart.
Blackheart, okay.
No, it was against Kike for the title. The table match, it was really, really good.
Mm-hmm.
Before that, in between, man, it was one of my ladder matches. It was a Lionheart tournament night. It was for the South Texas title.
Okay.
And it was, I did a backflip off a 12-foot ladder.
Jesus.
Onto my opponent. It was nothing but for him flipping, me flipping. It was just chair shot after chair shot, and it was crazy.
Bro, I'm going to ask you something because I need to ask this, bro. I know you all had you had matches going on in the cold about a couple of days, about a week ago, I believe, or 2 weeks ago, if I'm not mistaken. Take me through the pain when you get hit with a chair or with a nice chop to the chest, man. Because if anybody knows, guys, if anybody knows, in the cold, everything fucking hurts.
Oh, yeah.
It hurts.
Well, chops in general, they stink. They hurt. They pop blood cells, and you have bruises, and you're bleeding, and it's pretty bad.
Yeah.
It's fun, though.
Yeah, I've heard them before, bro. They sound nasty.
Yeah, chair shots, yeah, they sting, man. I think when I first hit the ring with my back, right away in the beginning of the match, it stung. It's like,
oh my God, dude.
Like it's like body flopping into the water. Not as bad as that, but just the sting, just imagine the sting, and it's just like
not as bad.
On your entire back.
Not as bad.
Body flops hurt. Belly flops hurt.
Yeah, I believe it.
Water, I can only imagine a table, too.
Yeah, no, but if you're not used to it, I'm used to it. Mm-hmm. So, I built a callus over time.
Yeah.
You know, first couple months of training and everything.
Right, right.
I would say if it was a person not wrestling, it's probably one of the worst feelings you're going to feel for a while.
Gee, I mean, tell you the truth, I'm not sure if anybody will get this idea when it gets cold again. Bring a water bottle to the ring and just pour it in the middle and body slam the heck out of the person on top of that cold water. That would really wake you up.
Well, you know what? Just go outside without a shirt on. It's cold.
Dude, the majority of these guys, some of them went out without a shirt on.
Yeah,
cold, bro.
Yeah, that's the whole point.
That's nuts. Dude, man. You can already hear moms. Yeah, put the jacket on. Put the jacket on. I'm proud of you.
Put the sweater.
No kidding, dude. I mean, shoot.
Well, it was almost go on, though.
Yeah, no kidding. No kidding.
So we got to go out there.
Now, doing it for so many years, has it already, like you said before, it's when you do it for so many years, it's just like riding a bike. Let's go. To the point where you've gotten, when you first started to now, have you felt that it's been a little bit easier or a lot more smoother?
On that aspect of getting older,
I just turned 37. Times that.
I just turned 37. Now, I mean, once it clicks, it's pretty chill. Pretty chill ride.
Second nature.
It's a second nature. You just go in there and you just gotta do what you gotta do.
Right.
For us that have been doing it longer, it is easier. It's just in the back of your head, it's just like boom, 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 boom. But not with age, yeah. you feel it a little bit more.
Worst chop ever.
Worst chop ever.
Because I've heard some, bro, and they just, damn, they sound loud.
Well, before me, there was a guy that was 6'4". He went by the name Creed.
Okay.
Back in Wrestling Revolution, he was one of the original vets.
Mm-hmm.
Man, when he chopped you,
your soul left your body.
Your chest would cave in.
Oh my God.
Yeah, he probably had the meanest chops.
Jesus. Wow. Man.
Sarge. I don't know if you, tag partner?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Man, he had this thing where, like, if you left him alone for too long, you hit the ropes and came back at him, he did an overhand chop.
Oh, damn. Oh,
my God. That was, I think that's probably the most recent.
The baseball throw chop.
Wow.
Oh. Gee, I'm sorry.
That I've taken is one of his chops most recently, before he retired, right?
Right.
Man, that overhand chop is the worst chop to receive from anyone. It just hurts.
That's crazy, dude.
It's just straight, just.
Was it most extreme thing you've done? In the ring, not outside of the ring.
Or both.
Nah, just I said to flip off the 12-foot ladder and then going through two tables against Kike.
Jesus.
Stacked, not side by side, stacked, just going straight through both. And then straight ground.
What are you saying to yourself when you climb that 12-foot ladder, dude? Literally, if that was me doing that, I'm going to die, I'm going to die, I'm going to die, I'm going to die.
Well, it's like, grew up in Chicago, just skateboarding and extreme sports. It was just a lot of like, just do it, just screw it, just yell, screw it and do it.
Just fucking do it.
Yeah.
Jesus.
So that's what we do. We go up on top rope. I'm about to do a moonsault, a backflip right onto the guy. And it's like, just go. And if you hesitate, you're gonna mess it up.
Yeah.
You gotta just be like, I'm going.
right.
Flipping out over the top rope, however you're gonna go over the top, man. You just gotta tell yourself, like, I have to commit, because if I don't, I'm gonna get hurt.
Right.
And you just have to go. You just gotta. Right.
Has there ever been a stunt that you've done where you're like, never again?
No.
You've been pretty much PG.
I've been the bigger guy in the ring, so there was like, hey, you do it, I'll be there to catch you.
Right.
I'll break your fall, I'll take the hit, I'll be the one hurting.
Jeez, man.
Yeah, but no, majority of the time it's like, I'm why am I doing that onto a smaller guy? So I really never did the crazy stuff.
Right now, the opportunity to with all the wrestlers in your promotion, which is one that you really want in the ring? I mean, just to, you know, let's go.
Or like, where's the potential
at? Right, the potential at that you say, you know, I want this guy in the ring with me.
Like you had a check, like opponent.
Yeah, you like, call right now. That 100%. Camera right there. You're talking to that opponent. Who you want in the ring for one run, and that's it.
That's a good question. They're all really good.
They're all great.
All the new breed talent guys are all really, like, you can pick any one of them.
Yeah.
And after a good 7-match series, that's going to be top notch matches, man.
Yeah.
I couldn't even pick one. Well, I wrestled them all at least once. So it's kind of like, they all got it. They all were trained at New Breed, and it's like, who do you pick?
Right.
Well, if you had to pick like a new part,
I had to pick.
Yeah. I mean, not even for like a little exhibition.
Look at the screen right there, because I know you have you can see what it says right there.
Just for a little fun thing.
Martin saying me, because he's the diamond in the rough.
Okay. Cut him off.
Are you like best friends, buddy? I just want to ask. You and Martin? Because it kind of sounds like he's trying to smooth up to you here, buddy.
He's trying to bait me into something. I don't know.
It's Martin. You got
He's like when you're a kid, it's one in one ear out the other. You just got to let him talk.
Yeah, right.
I see you, Martin, and I hear you. Maybe one day. Now, match, to have a good run.
Get in line.
to have a good full blown match, 100%, just going nonstop.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Man, I have to go with Chris Austin.
Okay.
Chris Austin.
His name gets dropped a lot, man. I've been noticing recently. He's
really good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He was back in WR days as well. He was also Wrestling Evolution.
Right.
But he's probably one of the guys that they hey, let's go have a match and blow the roof off the place. Yep.
Nice.
Yeah. I've seen a couple of his matches run, and they're top notch.
He's definitely a showman.
Yes.
He'll give you the show.
Especially the time, well, I'm not sure if he still does it, but his drinking days, before he would have a match, he would come out and drink a beer right when he was back, he was wrestling. I go, this guy's talented. Either he's drinking the beer to knock the pain off, or he's just really thirsty. But yeah, man.
I don't know what's next.
I would be. But his name gets dropped quite a bit.
Yeah.
You get dropped quite a bit, which is one that really, besides Martin, I know you say let it go through one and out the other, that really kind of annoys you a little bit.
Yeah, like, you saw me say his name, Toxico.
No.
That's three times already.
Oh, no.
You get him anywhere near that ring and...
That kid is a target.
Oh, yeah.
Literally on his back, man.
Should he just call
when
it a day?
When they're both together, they're both clowns, man. Yeah, they're both. You're both clowns.
Oh, there we go.
There you go.
Confirmed.
Yeah, the best friends. You're talking about the best friends.
Best friends.
Oh god. Okay, I got a question from Veronica Valdez, who's watching. She says, "Past or present, what wrestler would Ray wrestle today, and what type of match?" That's a good one.
Was she didn't specify like any wrestler or from like our promotion? Any wrestler?
Any wrestler. Anyone in time. That's what I'm talking about. That's alive today. I leave it at that. Let's be realistic here.
I grew up watching Bret Hart. I want to wrestle Bret Hart and see who was a better.
Come on, man. Bret Hart, come on. Not there, bro. All right. Come on.
I believe he would probably still school me.
He probably would.
He probably would. Stay away from submission matches with him.
Yeah, dude.
I would say past. I would say me right now versus his prime. Yeah, that'd be great. But present right now, I got with AJ Styles before he retired.
Okay.
Oh, yeah. Oh, she put here superstar.
Yeah.
There you go, man. Got around the money.
So, yeah, so that superstar, yeah, I'd go with AJ Styles.
AJ Styles before you know, and then go and slide it into that direction. And you say you're a big time wrestling fan growing up and everything. If you're watching the camera, you're looking at me around the camera now, guys. I had the opportunity to watch Royal Rumble this past Saturday. Mixed emotions. Out of a scale of 1 to 10, I gave it a 3. I'm sorry.
The whole thing.
It's slipping.
I don't know why. It just didn't grasp me.
No.
I mean, I think it was in Saudi Arabia, but it was more like controlled.
Yeah.
Environment.
Yeah, kind of.
Rather than like over here in the States, it probably would have been like
explosive.
Yeah.
You know,
like out of the water, just
straight. Yeah. Yeah,
I mean, would have been strippers hanging from every girder. What are you talking about? This was like WrestleMania back in the 80s, dude.
Yeah, that's true. Yes. But you know, I'll throw the ball in your court. Did you watch?
I was at work. It was during the day.
Yeah, around 2 o'clock. About 1 o'clock it started.
That was another thing. What was it doing during the day?
Well,
because they were on
time frames, buddy.
Yeah.
Time frames.
What, the Saudis can't tell time?
But no, did you even watch the replay at any chance? Don't do it.
No.
Don't. I'm sorry. For those of you who watched it, man, I mean, the women's Royal Rumble, it was fair. It was good. I mean, I think out of the majority of the matches, that was kind of the fun one to watch. AJ, who was he fighting? Fighting Gunther.
Gunther, yeah.
So
I don't know, dude. I mean, I'll say it alive again, like I said in the last couple of the night. I've told all the wrestlers that are coming. I don't get the gimmick. I don't. I mean, I know old school brawler, old school wrestling. I understand, but I just don't get why they keep shoving him down our throats to like this guy. I'm pretty sure he's a great guy, dude. In person, he's a great guy to meet, but it's just, I don't get it. I've heard speculation, even the women's side, where you got Chelsea Green, great wrestler. Even from the Lucha Underground days, amazing, especially her match against Penta. Crazy. And she hasn't gotten the toss up there to become, you know, one of the top notch wrestlers. She's more of a pulling new talent over, pushing them over, you know, to something better. And there's a lot of great talent in WWE, man. But it's just that, I don't know. I mean, what are your thoughts, bro? I mean, there's somebody there that you see that's in WWE right now that, you know, needs the opportunity to, you know, shine a little bit. I mean, they've been there for so many years. Who do you believe needs to shine at the moment? With the new, I want to say, group that's in there. Now that AAA is already ranked in there. Because there's a lot of AAA wrestlers that came to the Royal Rumble this past Saturday.
I'm going to get a lot of heat for this, but I'm a Logan Paul fan.
Really?
Yeah.
Are you sick? Yeah. Podcast over here. Shut this shit down. You know what? Thank you for coming by. No,
but I guess for the little bit of time that he's been on.
No, I will agree with you.
He's great.
Yeah.
If with the right guidance in the right way, because of his previous YouTuber and stuff. And he's great at wrestling. You know,
dude,
he's done some really good, really good.
He's a natural, bro.
He's a natural, bro.
I think he's the one that should have been, like you said, pushed down our throats. Like, hey, you gotta look at this kid.
Yeah, you don't even have to. The kid is phenomenal.
Yeah.
I mean, no, taking no offense on anybody who's been in the business longer than he has. But this kid, it's like it's in his blood, his DNA, man. You know, he's willing to take the risk. He's willing to jump off the top rope, go crash into a table, jump off of whatever it takes to get a rise out of the crowd. And for him to be a heel fits him so perfect because everybody hates him too with the passion.
I even think if he does, I say nice things, I think he's still gonna get heat.
Yeah, he will.
Yeah, it's too late. He's just a heel now.
Yeah, man. He's just over the top.
The guy's a great wrestler. When he first came in, I remember when he had his first match. He's like, oh, great, here you go. Here comes a YouTuber that, you know, blah, 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 saying, you know, blah, great, let's see what happens.
Yeah.
He was doing backflips, jumping off the ropes. He did a hurricana. The guy was just like all him and Ricochet collided in the middle of the ring, bro. I mean,
well, I actually like that they got, for example, he's the one that came in as a YouTuber,
mm-hmm.
and they got like ISO Speed. and they put him in that one match, and he got like decimated by Braun with that spear.
Yeah.
It's like, it's great.
Yeah.
Show more of that.
Right. Gotcha.
So, it just opens more doors, more possibilities. Like, so I enjoy his work.
Yeah. There's been a couple of, using the word celebrities, that have come on to WWE or any promotion that's on TV that have come on, and they've done well. I mean, dare I say, when we first saw Bad Bunny come into the ring and do a destroyer, I was like, what the hell?
I was more excited when Stephen Amell got in the ring.
Yeah, that's another one.
Because I grew up watching, you know, Green Arrow.
Right.
He got Stardust. Cody Rhodes was in Green Arrow at Stardust. That's awesome. You know, he brought in, you say, a celebrity.
Yeah.
And a little bit of training he did to get into the ring, or Green Arrow training, possibly. So
here you go, man. We got one for Veronica here. Ray versus Logan. That'll be a match. Just a thought.
See, he wears black and yellow like my brother, so. Same thing. I'm my brother. Same height, same energy.
There you go. Pretty much, man. That's crazy, dude. But yeah,
I think my brother does crazier things.
Yeah.
We saw his match with Austin and he got all cut up with light tubes and everything. I was like, bro, you guys are nuts. It was a cage match. It was crazy.
No, I didn't get to see that one, but I've seen the replays on it. And
then his match with Matt Wright in the steel cage match when Matt does the shooting star. My brother just throws bangers, dude. Every match he's in is just fire every time.
Man, it's great. I've seen all of you guys, even the street, your no ring matches.
Yeah.
Those are nuts.
One of my favorite matches was actually Matt Wright versus Toxico that night. They threw it down.
Especially with the light bulbs. Oh my gosh, dude. They got literally fluorescent light bulbs.
Yes.
All right. And
real fluorescent light bulbs.
Yeah. And Toshiko got, there he goes his name again. He gets smashed across the head with a freaking light bulb, dude. Yep. And I'm up on stage because I'm with the shout out to the 9.5 6 80 podcast. I was doing the commentary with them on their podcast, watching the match. And I was telling you guys, dude, these guys don't realize when that glass breaks, the little particles are in the air, man. They inhale that shit. And that's dangerous shit.
And it cuts you, too.
Yeah, it cuts you up pretty bad. Oh, and Martin said that was my least favorite match. Okay, Martin, whatever you say, dude.
Go to bed already.
Go to bed, dude. I think it's bedtime for you, buddy.
Yeah, you get the rest tomorrow.
You got rest tomorrow, yeah. Take advice from Raymond here. Take your vitamins, drink your milk, go to bed.
Going back to the past with Wrestling Revolution, true story about Toxico. Danny, I don't know if you've seen it, but Danny shared on his Facebook.
Yeah.
I had told him one day, I was like, do you recognize Toxico? He's like, no, why? My dude, he used to watch us when he was this tall.
Yeah.
He used to watch us. I remember going to a convention over here at Texas Boulevard. It was one of the conventions.
Okay, yeah.
Over at the little... You pick a right, it's right there.
Mm-hmm.
He was there, and he took a photo with the Grand Warrior title and Jodan and some of the guys that, you know, are, mm-hmm. you know, OG Wrestling Revolution guys. And yeah, man, sure enough, Toxico has been watching us since he was little on YouTube when he couldn't make it to CNL Ray. And then when he found out that we were doing a school, and he's like, he was one of the first guys to show up and say, hey, I want to train. We didn't know at the time, and we found out, it was all like, You used to watch us. Yeah.
I got Danny going in here. He says, still got a piece of glass behind my ear from last year's with Austin, and I have a scar from the table match in the cage with Wright. Well, yeah, you keep those scars forever there, Danny.
All the good memories.
Great memories.
Great memories.
You can tell your kids when they get old enough and they know what those scars are from. That's the fun part.
See this hole in my head? That's a pipe for my...
from your uncle.
your uncle put a pipe in that one.
But, y'all, man, we're going in 58 minutes into the podcast. We're almost out, man. But, dude, having you on the pod is pretty cool, man, because having Danny here... We chit chat and he talks a lot about the last podcast. He mentions you quite a bit, And then having you here, and you know, I can see the resemblance and the way you handle your character. It's a little different. Daddy's little, you know, well, he's a little firecracker.
Oh, yeah.
You know, and talking to you today on the pod is like, okay, we're talking serious today, all right?
Oh, I've been serious since day one.
And that's what's so cool. That makes the podcast really interesting, because you're like, okay, what questions should I toss them? What should I say? This and that. You know, and the thing is, it's straight out the, should I say, it straight out of the horse's mouth. Hey, this is the way I roll.
Yes.
This is the way I roll.
Yeah.
And that's fucking badass. I like that.
But you catch me in the ring, I'm a clown. You gotta have fun.
You gotta flip the switch once in a while. But that's awesome, man. Final question of the night. And this will be a doozy for you. I won't throw the Oprah Winfrey freaking question. I'll throw this question out there.
Don't.
Yeah, I won't do that.
Do I want a car?
Huh?
No, I don't get a car.
No, you don't. No. You get a leg.
This is the last one.
No. If the whole wrestling thing was not happening right now, it wasn't in the cards for you, and your brother, what do you think you guys would be doing right now?
Well, I don't know about him. I don't mean. I used to play in a band. I played the bajo sexto.
Hey, all right.
Bajo quinto. I grew up playing the guitar, so my dad taught me that instrument, right? The Mexican guitar, bajo sexto. And then, so I played that for a couple of years when I moved down to the Valley in 09. My cousin and his friends were like, hey, we need an accordion player for our band. And I was like, well, I play the bajo sexto.
Right.
Because I played the bajo sexto, the bass came easy. Right. And my brother played the drums.
Right.
So I had a drum set at home, and that came easy.
Right.
So we're like, well, can you learn the accordion? Well, I have two of them, so I got on YouTube and I started practicing.
Oh, man.
So I'm pretty sure I'd be in a group somewhere.
Playing a conjunto of the Hano band somewhere out there.
Yeah, Norteño.
Norteño?
Yeah.
Hey, right. That's all, you see, that's stuff that you don't know, man. That's what I love about our
that's
show.
Awesome.
You deep dive into someone's personal life and say, hey, man, what would be the whole plan if things didn't work out the way you wanted it to?
It probably would have worked out good, dude. Because you got a fellow musician sitting right here, dude, who probably...
Now, what do you play?
Yeah.
Guitar player.
You sing too or no?
Sometimes, when I'm really drunk.
Sing in the shower.
The acoustics are amazing in there. You know when you're off too, when you're in the shower.
Oh, yeah.
But, yeah, that's awesome, bro. I'm happy that, first of all, happy that the path that it took you on as far as, you know, the wrestling... Doing the wrestling thing is awesome, bro. I'm glad that worked out for you in the end. Because of the fact, through the years, like I said, it became easier, like riding a bike, like I said, a switch on and off, whenever you want to go in there and do business,
yeah.
You know. But it's crazy, you know, knowing how it seemed. Like I said, I'll say it again. You and your brother are like, and it's true. Like my brother and I were like opposite, totally different. It's a yin and yang.
Well, I he could be serious. And I could be a firecracker. It's just
right.
It's just he's more promoter sized business, so he's more like
excited
about everything.
Exactly.
And I'm in the background, a silent partner. I'm over here like
what he said.
I'm just gonna back him up.
You're right. Yeah.
Gito.
I'm the muscle.
Whatever he says goes.
Yeah, right. There you go. No, man. Well, first of all, I want to say thank you so much, man, for coming to the podcast, bro. I appreciate you taking the time to come out here. Your brother did nominate you for this episode. And like I said, the new thing we're doing now is taking nominations, like the Ice Bucket Challenge. So who are you nominating to come in, not next week, but next month, the first week of next month, to come in and get interviewed by us, bro?
Well, I assume I have to be my tag partner, Matt Riot.
All right.
Yeah, so I see Matt Riot, it's a... You got some insight off of Danny. You got some insight off of me. I think he's the next.
All right.
He's the next.
You opened the book.
You go. We're slowly peeling the onion. We're going through the layers.
All right. That's some quite a bit of layers in there.
All right, man. So,
okay.
Matt Riot, you're watching. You're next.
Pick up the phone, dude.
Please pick up the phone.
Yeah, please.
Answer.
No. Or the many emails that we're going to be sending to you.
So many emails. That won't be me. That'll be Chu. He'll send you out shooting all those emails.
I don't know, but
a lot of time. But no, man, like I said, once again, thank you for so much taking the time, coming out and having a little fun with us here, man.
Thank you for having me.
Yeah, man. Slowly getting into the history of New Breed, how it's slowly developing to something beautiful, dude. The promotions down here in the RGB, not many of you know. I mean, these new wrestling promotions, bro, it's something different. I mean, it's entertaining. Get your mindset off from the work week. I know there's so much stuff going on in the world today, especially here in the U.S., and especially what's going on, whatever. I don't even want to go into that. But
no, let's go into it.
No,
let's
talk about it. You know, something to just blow steam.
Yeah.
You know, go out, take the family, have a good time, man. Watch some dudes beat the crap out of each other in the ring. What more entertaining is that?
It's the American way.
It's all about America. But thank you so much, man. I appreciate you taking your time coming down here to be with us, man. And all I can say is all power to you, man. And hope everything works out in your end.
Come back anytime, man.
Yeah, whenever you like, bro. Come on back.
Shouldn't pop in.
Yeah.
Just random.
Well, yeah, not like the way.
Just kicked the door in.
Yeah. Not when Port Toxic got his ass kicked on the way in. But yeah, it's something like that. But anyways, guys, thank you so much, man, taking time, coming out here and having a little fun with me. Thank you. Appreciate you.
That's fine, man. All right. Good.
Chu, well, if you guys are watching right now, I think our thing froze, but we can still hear the audio. I'm hoping you guys still hear the audio.
No,
I know. The podcast guys hate us, like always.
Oh, no.
What are we going to do? But anyways, Chu, great episode today, man, with the sibling of... Danny, it was a lot of information that we were taking to heart, and we're gonna eventually review it in time. But other than that, man, what did you think of the show?
It was great, man. I love the question that you asked, where he said that he'd like to wrestle Bret Hart. Now, the correct answer to that question would have been Doink the Clown's sidekick, Dink.
Yeah,
if given the choice of all the wrestlers in all the WWE history, you always pick D.
Yeah, that's true.
I'd have gone with Spike Dudley.
Yeah. Why not?
Okay. Why not?
Yeah, sure.
Why not? Sure.
So, yeah, man. But, man, the studio, what do you think, buddy?
I love it. My ideas are coming to fruition.
Oh, your ideas.
That's my idea. Yeah. That wall is my idea. Right. These cameras are my idea. Right. This whole show is my idea.
Let's not take it too far, man. I'm gonna cut you off.
The heart of the show, dude.
Shut up, dude. Anyways, man, ladies and gentlemen, thank you so much for tuning in tonight. Next week, we have somebody from Combat Cult coming in. Just keep an eye out on the commercial. Don't know who it is yet. We still haven't decided who's coming. It might be Mo, it might be Khan. I'm not sure yet. We haven't got a full answer. But tune in next week, 7:30 p.m. on Facebook Live, YouTube, and Twitch. Excuse me, but other than that, guys, thank you so much for tuning in tonight, and we will see you next week. Sign us off.
I've been Chu.
And I'm Ooh, and we'll see you next week. 7:30, guys. Ladies, guys.
Bye, bud.